Shalom. אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello. We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the foreword to the book of Zohar. Item 17. You can ask questions online, kab@co.il. Select the questions will be asked during the lesson.
In this article, the foreword to the book of Zohar, Baal HaSulam gives us definitions, but we just have the tense world, nothing more than that. Because the will to receive from the point that it was created from absence, from the light, it develops and passes through degrees, 10 degrees, till it ends in the will to receive that is completely opposite to the light, and by that finishes its impression of the light and its development from the light. But when we're in the will to receive, then it illuminates for us in different ways, in different colors, in different sounds, in different worlds, baltsufim, sefirot, in the still vegetative, animate, and so on and so on. And all these different colors and flowers, everything possible. Everything that we know, it all comes from the 10 sefirot. Not even from the 10, but from the 7. Zeranpin and Malchut. Because the first three sefirot don't belong to the created being yet. And so Baal HaSulam gives us an explanation here to these different expressions of the will to receive, what the will to receive receives, and clarifies for us our attitude to the Creator in these different forms. So let's please read.
Writings of Baal HaSulam, the foreword to the book of Zohar, item 17. Along with it, the second manner has been clarified. Know that as we have clarified the four manners in a single item, in the world of Bria, specifically, so are they in the general four worlds Abia. The three colors, red, green, black, in the three worlds Bia, are considered the substance or the object. The white color, considered the world of Atzilut, is the form clothed in matter in the three colors Bia. Ein Sof in itself is the essence. This is what we said concerning the first manner, that we have no perception in the essence. This is the fourth manner, concealed in all the objects, even in the objects of this world. When the white color is not clothed in the three colors in Bia, meaning when the light of Chokhmah is not clothed in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, it is abstract form in which we do not engage. The Zohar does not speak in this manner whatsoever, but only in the first manner, being the three colors Bia, considered substance, namely the three Sefirot, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. And in the second manner, which are the illumination of Atzilut, clothed in the three colors Bia, meaning light of Chokhmah, clothed in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, which are form clothed in manner. These are the two that the Book of Zohar is concerned with in all the places. Hence, if the reader is not vigilant, restricting his thought and understanding to always learn the words of the Zohar strictly under the two above-mentioned manners, the matter will be immediately and entirely miscomprehended, for he'll take the words out of context.
We learn the material, the substance, and clothing that's the light is clothed in it. This is what we can attain. But this simplified substance before it's clothed, or the essence itself, we don't even know what it is. But a previous degree to this abstract form, we can attain and understand. Okay, let's continue like he says.
Item 18. As the four manners in the general Abiya have been explained, so it is in each and every world, even in the smallest item of some world, both at the top of the world of Atzilut and at the bottom of the world of Asiya, because there are huptum in it. You find that 1. The Sefer HaChokhmah is considered a form, and 2. Bina and Tum are considered the matter in which the form clothes, meaning the first and second manners that the Zohar engages in. But the Zohar does not engage in the Sefer HaChokhmah when stripped of Bina and Tum, which is form without matter, and much less with the essence considered the Ein Sof in that item.
Like he spoke about previously, that the abstract form, no, in essence, not at all. But in the substance and what's clothed in the substance. This is what we can.
Thus, we engage in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut in every item, even in a Tzilut. And we do not engage in Keter and Chokhmah of all the items, even in Malchut of the end of Asiya, when they are in and of themselves, unclothed, but only to the extent that they clothe Bina and Tum. Now, the first two boundaries have been thoroughly explained. All that the authors of the Zohar engage in is matter or form in matter, which is the first boundary, as well as in Bia, or the illumination of Atzilut in Bia, which is the second boundary.
Questions? It's simple. We have the material, the matter, this form that's clothed in the matter, and what's before it's clothed is called the abstract form, and before that it's the essence. The essence we cannot perceive as created beings. The abstract form we cannot either, because it's still abstract from the matter. But by trying to be part of the matter, we can feel and attain the will to receive in the way that it's received. Yes.
If the Kabbalists don't attain, or that it's impossible to attain essence in an abstract form, how do they know that there are these two things above the matter?
They attain. That they attain.
Meaning, they know that there are these degrees, but don't know how to explain them?
Yes. So you're asking, what is it that they know, but they don't attain? What does it mean that I attain? Attainment means that I attain some phenomena from the beginning to the end, the root, all of its situations that get absorbed. And I can learn because it's all within me. I can perceive it in my mind, in my sensations, and receive these qualities, these forms of this phenomena. And that's the way I learn. It's called that what we don't know, what we don't attain, we won't know in word and in form. It means that in the clearest way possible, we understand what's attained. Understanding in mind and heart. That's why there's a boundary here. It could be that I attain something and something I don't. It could be that I don't get the form. That this attainment is called being clothed on it and receiving its form, its qualities. I'm working like this phenomena, and I attain the phenomena that's in front of it and what's behind it, the way it functions. I kind of absorb it, all of its details. That's called attainment.
Also, Baal Sulam didn't attain this essence?
No, created being can't attain it. Only the matter and what's clothed in the matter.
So there's forms within the light?
No. We attain the light in its clothing within the Kli. What's the light itself? I don't know. It's abstract. Because so long as it's not in the Kli, that it's then when it's clothed in the Kli, then I attain the Kli, and from within the Kli, I determine what's the light.
So what does it mean that it's dressed in the Kli? Why does it give different forms to the Kli?
Because it influences the Kli, and according to the influence, it speaks. This light of Hasidim, Chochmah, the direct light, O Ishal, O Makif, Pnimi. Only from the Kelim. We only speak from the Kelim. We never attain the light. You see how we feel the Havaya. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Vav. We fill them with Kelim, the letters. The letters are the Kelim. And by that, we attain the Creator. What does it mean, attainment of the Creator? We're talking about attainment of His actions on me. How I change according to His actions on me. That's called, from His actions that He does on me, I will know Him.
So under the influence of the light, the qualities of the Kli change of this matter, that it becomes different. And this is attainment?
Matter has these different forms according to the light. That's why all these different forms that the matter receives is called the light. O Chochmah, O Chassidim, how do I know what they are? Only these special operations that the light, that the matter goes through, I call it O, the light of Chochmah. I call it O Chassidim, and so on. It's only the Kelim that change. Like an electricity. I don't know what's electricity. Even until today, I don't know if anyone knows it or if anyone will ever know it. We know the results.
Why does it happen through the 10? How does it happen through the 10?
Because in the 10, we can change our relations between us, and by that we awaken the light to bestow in different ways. We operate from below upward. We're not waiting for the light. From our kelim, we're changing our attitude to each other, and by that we influence the light that's within us. And that's the way we learn about it.
How does the 10 receive this form?
It annuls very simply. I right now annul myself to the friends, and in that way, by annulling, I start to feel how the light operates on me. I annulled myself. So according to the coarseness, the light reveals to me according to these different degrees, according to its strength. It's like in a laboratory. It's the same thing. There's nothing different here. It should relate to it. Very practical. In a way that you work with a hammer, with a screwdriver, or with these different devices.
I'm sitting with the friends and I cancel myself towards them. Then I'm supposed to feel within them this clothing of the light.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. I annul myself to the friends. Let's say that I know in the Avyut Shorish, the coarseness of the root, that I have annulled myself in that Avyut Shorish. I feel that I am filled in that annulment that I've done in Avyut Shorish, that I am being filled with the attainment that's called Or HaNefesh. Simple
meaning there's always a 10.
There's no spirituality without a 10.
I nullify myself and then it's dressed in the 10.
And these different ways of annulment, these different ways of the light that happen by annulment.
Why does the Zohar not speak of Atzilut?
Because we don't attain Atzilut. We attain the previous series. The world of Atzilut is light of Chokhmah, and we don't attain it only according to the world Biyah that rise to the world of Atzilut. And there in the world of Atzilut that we rise to, we place the matter in the light of Atzilut, and we can talk about the light in the Kli. Yes.
Atzilut is not Kli and light?
No. Atzilut is light. The light of Chokhmah. Yes.
We also learned that the letters come from the Zat of Bina to the Parsa of Atzilut.
Yes.
So do we attain it or not?
Souls are in the world Bia that are below the Parsa. And in order to attain something, they need to rise above the Parsa. And that's where they attain. You're talking something right. But it's not operating in that way in Atzilut.
All of our study in TESS, let's say, the world of Atzilut, this is how we attain it through the Bia?
What the souls attain and what the Kabbalists write for us. Okay. All right, say.
Is this explanation, does it give us the validity to this law if there is no light without a Kli?
Of course. How can we talk about the light? Only with the light being clothed in the Kli. We never know the light, only the different forms of the Kli that's clothed in it. These forms that we call light.
Is the Yud Kei Vav Kei? This is all of us? And the light, this is the feeling that he feels within his feelings.
For each a beast on two legs, nothing more.
Okay, thank you.
עמוד 107, אות יוטט, תורה אלף למעלה. ואתה נבאר גדר הגימל, שאף על פי שהזוהר עוסק בכל עולם...
Item 19. Now we shall explain the third boundary.
המהירה באותו עולם, וכן מכל פרטי דצחם, שהם...
The Zohar engages in the spherot in each and every world, being the godliness that shines in that world, as well as in every item of the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, being the creatures in that world. However, the Zohar refers primarily to the speaking in that world. Let me give you an example from the conducts of this world. It is explained in the introduction to the book of Zohar that the four kinds, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in each and every world, even in this world, are the four parts of the will to receive. Each of them contains these four kinds of still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Thus, you find that a person in this world should nurture and be nourished by the four qualities, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world. This is so because man's food too contains these four qualities that extend from the four qualities, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in man's body. These are, first, wanting to receive according to the necessary measure for one's sustenance, b, wanting more than is necessary for sustenance, craving luxuries, but restricting oneself solely to physical desires. C. Craving human lusts, such as honor and power. D. Craving knowledge. These extend to the four parts of the will to receive in us. First, wanting the necessary provision is considered the still in the will to receive. Second, wanting physical lusts is considered the vegetative in the will to receive, since they come only to increase and delight one's kli, the vessel which is the flesh of the body. Third, wanting human lusts is considered the animate in the will to receive, since they magnify one's spirit. Four, wanting knowledge is regarded as the speaking and the will to receive.
Meaning we see here that also the will to receive of a regular person without the point in the heart is also divided into these four parts, still vegetative, animate, speaking. And accordingly, people are divided to all sorts of levels. Wants a beastly life, wants something more and more and more. 4 degrees of the desire. Not just in quantity, but in quality of what he wants. Therefore, we need to also divide between them such that when they come to us from the campus or some other circles, we need to see in what form can we interest them and to draw them to the wisdom of Kabbalah, since to every level, there is a certain approach of its own. Okay? Onwards.
Item 20. Thus, in the first quality, the necessary measure for one's sustenance, and in the second quality, the physical desires that exceed one's measure for sustenance, one is nourished by things that are lower than the person, the still, the vegetative, and the animate.
That are within a human being. Not the still, vegetative, animate that we're speaking about, that is eating and some vegetables and meat and that's it, and so forth. But he receives these things from developed people that are on this level. But B'china Gimel,
However, in the third quality, the human desires such as power and respect, one receives and is nourished from his own species, his equals. And in the fourth quality, knowledge, one receives and is nurtured by a higher quality than one's own, from the actual wisdom and intellect, which are spiritual.
Item
21. You will find it similar in the upper spiritual world, since the worlds are imprinted from one another, from above downward. Thus, all the qualities are still vegetative, animate, and speaking in the world of Bria, leave their imprint in the world of Yetzirah. And still vegetative, animate, and speaking of Atziah are imprinted from the still vegetative, animate, and speaking of Yetzirah. Lastly, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world is imprinted from the still vegetative, animate, and speaking of the world of Asiyah. It has been explained in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 42, that first, the still and the spiritual worlds are called Hechalot, palaces, and B, the vegetative is called Levushim, the clothes or the dresses, and C, the animate is named Malachim, angels, and D, the speaking is considered the Neshamot, the souls of people in that world. E, and the ten spherot in each world are the godliness. The souls of people are the center in each world, and are nourished by the spiritual reality in that world, as the corporeal speaking feeds on the entire corporeal reality in this world. Thus, the first quality, which is the will to receive one's necessary sustenance, is received from the illumination of Heichalot and Levushim there. The second quality, the animate surplus that increases one's body, is received from the quality of Malachim. These are spiritual illuminations beyond one's necessary measure for sustenance, to magnify the spiritual kelim in which his soul clothes. Thus, one receives the first quality and the second quality from lower qualities than one's own, which are the Hechalot, Levushim, and the Malachim there, which are lower than the souls of people. The third quality, which is human lusts that increase one's spirit, is received in this world from one's own species. It follows that one receives from one's own species too, from all the souls in that world. Through them, one increases the illumination of Ruach of his soul. The fourth quality of the desire for knowledge is received there from the Sfirot in that world. From them, one receives the Chabad to one's soul. It follows that man's soul, which is present in each and every world, should grow and be completed with all the qualities that exist in that world. This is the third boundary we have mentioned. We must know that all the words of the Zohar in every item of the upper world that are dealt with, the Sfirot, the souls, and the Malachim, the Levushim, and the Echalot, although it engages in them as they are for themselves, the examiner must know that they are mentioned primarily with respect to the measure by which the human soul there receives from them and is nourished by them. Thus, all their words pertain to the needs of the soul. And if you learn everything according to this line, you will understand and your path will be successful. We'll read again, item 21. 21. You will find it similar in the upper spiritual worlds, since the worlds are imprinted from one another from above downward. Thus, all the qualities of still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in the world of Bria leave their imprint in the world of Yetzirah. And still, vegetative, animate, and speaking of Asiyah are imprinted from the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking of Yetzirah. Lastly, the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world is imprinted from the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking of the world of Asiyah. It has been explained in the introduction to the book of Zohar that A, the still in the spiritual worlds are called Echalot, palaces. B, the vegetative is called Levushim, clothes or dresses. C, the animate is named Malachim, angels. And D, the speaking is considered the Neshamot, souls of people in that world. E, and the 10 Sfirot in each world are the godliness. The souls of people are the center in each world and are nourished by the spiritual reality in that world as the corporeal speaking feeds on the entire corporeal reality in this world. Thus, the first quality, which is the will to receive one's necessary sustenance, is received from the illumination of Echalot and Levushim there. The second quality, the animate surplus that increases one's body, is received from the quality of Malachim there. These are spiritual illuminations beyond one's necessary measure for sustenance, to magnify the spiritual kelim in which his soul clothes. Thus, one receives the first quality and the second quality from lower qualities than one's own, which are the Echalot, Levushim, and the Malachim there, which are lower than the souls of people. The third quality, which is human lusts that increase one's spirit, is received in this world from one's own species. It follows that one receives from one's own species too, from all the souls in that world. Through them, one increases the illumination of Ruach of his soul. The fourth quality of the desire for knowledge is received there from the Sfirot in that world. From them, one receives the Chabad to one's soul. It follows that man's soul, which is present in each and every world, should grow and be completed with all the qualities that exist in that world. This is the third boundary we have mentioned. We must know that all the words of the Zohar in every item of the upper worlds that are dealt with, the Sfirot, the souls, and the Malachim, the Levushim, and the Echalot, although it engages in them as they are for themselves, the examiner must know that they are mentioned primarily with respect to the measure by which the human soul there receives from them and is nourished by them. Thus, all their words pertain to the needs of the soul. And if you learn everything according to this line, you will understand and your path will be successful.
Item 22. After all that, we have yet to explain all these corporeal appellations explained in the Book of Zohar concerning the ten sefirot, such as up and down, ascent and descent, diminution and expansion, katnut and gadlut, separation and zivug, and numbers, and so forth, which the lower ones induce through their good or bad deeds in the ten sefirot. These words seem perplexing. Can it be that godliness would be affected and would change in such ways because of the lower ones? You might say that the words do not refer to godliness itself, which clothes and shines in the sefirot, but only to the kelim of the sefirot, which are not godliness, but were rather generated with the creation of the souls to conceal or reveal the degrees of attainment in the proper ration and measure for the souls to bring them to the desired end of correction. This resembles the mirror allegory with the four panes that are painted in four colors: white, red, green, and black. And there's also the white in the book and the substance of the letters in the book. All this is possible in the three worlds Biyah, where the kelim of the sefirot are renewed and are not godliness. However, it is not at all correct to attribute this to the world of Atzilut, where the kelim of the ten sefirot are also complete godliness, one with the godly light within them. It is written in the Tikkunim, he, his life, and his self are one. Okay, we're in item 22. One. He pertains to the essence of the Sefirot, which is Ein Sof, infinity. Two. His life pertains to the light that shines in the Sefirot, called the light of Chaya. For the whole of the world of Atzilut is considered Chokhmah, and light of Chokhmah is called light of Chaya. This is why it is called life. Three, his self pertains to the Kilim of the Sefirot. Four, thus everything is complete godliness and unity. How then is it possible to perceive these changes that the lower ones induce there? At the same time, we must understand that if everything is godliness in that world, and nothing of the generated creatures is to be found there, where do we discern there the three above discernments in the Tikkunim of the Zohar? He, his life, and his self, since it is utter unity.
Would you like to repeat something, or are we continuing? 21? Okay.
Okay, let's return to item 21. Item 21. You'll find it similar in the upper spiritual worlds, since the worlds are imprinted from one another from above downward. Thus, all the qualities of the still vegetative animate and speaking in the world of Briah leave their imprint in the world of Yetzirah, and the still vegetative animate and speaking of Asiyah are imprinted from the still vegetative animate and speaking of Yetzirah. Lastly, the still vegetative animate and speaking in this world is imprinted from the still vegetative animate and speaking of the world of Asiyah. It has been explained in the introduction to the book of Zohar that A, the still in the spiritual worlds are called a halot, palaces. B, the vegetative is called levushim, clothes or dresses. C, the animate is named malachim, angels. And D, the speaking is considered the neshamot, the souls of people in that world. E, and the 10 sefirot in each world are the godliness. The souls of people are the center in each world and are nourished by the spiritual reality in that world. As the corporeal speaking feeds on the entire corporeal reality in this world. Thus, the first quality, which is the will to receive one's necessary sustenance, is received from the illumination of Echalot and Levushim there. The second quality, the animate surplus that increases one's body, is received from the quality of Malachim there. These are spiritual illuminations beyond one's necessary measure for sustenance, to magnify the spiritual kalim in which his soul clothes. Thus, one receives the first quality and the second quality from lower qualities than one's own, which are the chalot, levushim, and the malachim there, which are lower than the souls of people. The third quality, which is human lusts that increase one's spirit, is received in this world from one's own species. It follows that one receives from one's own species too, from all the souls in that world. Through them, one increases the illumination of Ruach of a soul. The fourth quality of the desire for knowledge is received there from the Sefirot in that world. From them, one receives the Chabad to one's soul. It follows that man's soul, which is present in each and every world, should grow and be completed with all the qualities that exist in that world. This is the third boundary we have mentioned. We must know that all the words of the Zohar in every item of the upper worlds that are dealt with, the Sefirot, the souls, and the Malachim, the Levushim, and the Echalot, although it engages in them as they are for themselves, the examiner must know that they are mentioned primarily with respect to the measure by which the human soul there receives from them and is nourished by them. Thus, all their words pertain to the needs of the soul. And if you learn everything according to this line, you will understand and your path will be successful.
All towards the created being, the human, in each and every degree. The human is in the center of the world, using all of it in order to take from it that passes through it, will be returned.
How is all this dressed in the Zohar that he's talking about here?
I don't understand. What do you mean, clothed?
Meaning, he says that a person gets this from the Zohar, that when he reads this, he gets all these degrees and is dressed in them.
Because Zohar explains all of these things. Just explains, is receives it from the upper lights. But from the Zohar, that they eat the book. Zohar is the upper illumination, the upper light. This is the Zohar. And a person receives it from there.
And how are all these degrees? A person that's studying, what does he need to do with them? How does he need to depict them?
He needs to do what's told to do with the friends, and to find that point of connection between them until they disappear there, and when they disappear in the connection with the friends, then they start to attain the other part of this concealment, the annulment of the will to receive. They discover the Creator. Feeling the Creator is the light that's clothed in the desire that has risen above the will to receive for its own egoistic pleasure.
Basically, it's talking about the 10, the third part is the person, the last part are the 10 sefirot, which are in each world, which is the godliness. These 10 sefirot are basically what, the light? What does it mean? The 10 sefirot, which are godliness.
Light. Light that's outside of us, and in a measure that we can get to the equivalence of form with it, then it clothes in us in accordance to the law of equivalence of form. Yes.
As if this whole item from the first part, it's not clear to me at all. I don't know if it's supposed to be clear, but it's not. All these discernments.
These discernments, of course you don't understand. It'll take you time until you understand it. It's not each and every discernment. It's talking about the general topic that according to the annulment of the person towards the friends, then he starts to be equivalent to the light that's within the friends, that's certainly there within the friends. Now we need to carry this out. We need to implement it. According to our implementation, we start to feel phenomena from the connection, and these phenomena are called the Creator. There's nothing more than that. The upper light, the Creator. We usually call it the Creator Bore because it's the light that's clothed in the connection between us. It has a special form. It has a form from our annulment towards each other. That's why we call that light in many different ways. Our desires have different degrees of view, of coarseness. And they give these desires give a name to the lights.
So when he's talking about the shorish, this is the echalot?
That doesn't say anything to me.
Another question, please. Basically, the revelation of the Creator in the 10, you see this just in the friends, or as if in their connection with Him?
And see it in the friends, doesn't see Himself. He sees a kli that starts to be discovered from the result of the annulment towards the friends.
You
say chalot, these palaces, or these all the other names, it'll just confuse you. We're not using them. Kabbalists use these words to define different degrees of attainment. Yes.
Student from Ashkelon is asking, what is our attitude to this term?
Again, beasts. I don't know what are these beasts. What's a beast? What's a behemoth? What are these holy beasts? I don't know. Why do you need to specifically distance from the definitions of Kabbalah and go to beasts and animals and ofanim and these demons and shades and all these different stars and astrologies. Why do you need all of these different names? The people who enter it and know how to attain these things have some different flavor of these two different things, and they are interested in the names because the name shows the special form of attainment. And then perhaps they can attain it, they can understand it. And it's interesting for them what they've attained then, and the next time. But we don't attain anything, so what do we care about these names? It's not talking about anything other than Kelim and lights. The vessels and lights, the Kelim and all. So it's confusing if we start to speak with these different definitions. How many angels are in the sky, and what are their names? Yes.
He continues to ask, what attitude do we need to give to this during the preparation?
Just the names of the Kelim and the lights. That's it. Okay? Yes.
Can I ask about the 10? It's not really connected to what we read earlier.
Say.
Lately, I don't know how to explain this, but it's as if somebody amplified, turned this volume button up in terms of disturbances, difficulty.
Where is this volume? How can you turn it up, these disturbances? Okay, I can understand the disturbances. So?
Now, in truth, what you said in the morning lesson, it's actually happening. Only to strengthen what we attained the previous week, it'll be even more complicated. My question, basically, in every stage, you just need even more to nullify towards the matter. This is the only solution? To be even more nullified towards what is happening, even more to try to connect with the 10, this is the whole story?
Yes. What more do you have? What response can you give?
In the last few days, according to your recommendation, we're building these three prayers during the day and try to hold on to them from meeting to meeting.
So,
and I'm saying maybe this is what's possible to do, that I need to respond, not just to pray.
Try a different response. It doesn't matter. Try a different school or different remedies. Do what you can to hold on to the system. Can't be the 20-30% of the friends are not coming to the lesson. That's a disaster. They don't understand that by that they really reject everyone. How can it be? It's like in a battle, when you run away, how can you come the next day and sit down as if nothing happened, as if he did nothing? How can it be that yesterday you stole from everyone and today you're sitting and nothing? I did nothing? How can it be that people don't feel how this is so detrimental? There's nothing worse. Because by that, I steal from my 10 an opportunity to receive the reforming light. That's why the situation is... The situation is not good. What will the Creator do? you will increase the disturbances, the darkness, so that we learn what to do and advances by Beito in its time. Because the laws of nature don't change. We just let them be expressed, either in this way or in that way. Yes.
We're 29 days before the big Congress. And there's all sorts of meetings that's happening in the society. For example, for us, two friends come from the morning lesson and have and write down their thoughts towards the Congress. You tell us to share these actions, to participate, and it's even more important than the morning lesson.
Depends on what preparation. I heard that they invent such preparations, you know, in quotes, that, you know, you can just forget about them and organize the Congress very beautifully without them. Again, why? Because there's no importance for our friends. Our friends don't have importance of the lesson. They don't feel the portion of light that they receive. And when they don't feel it, and they don't want to feel it, and they don't look how to feel it, and then they really don't receive it. It's really that way. I don't know what to say. People who are working here in the building, why can't they come in the evening to the lesson? Alright, it's sadly, I have nothing to do here. But as a result of it, I do not see good advancement. In the last 2 weeks, I feel that there's some rejection from the advancement, from the goal. There's some weakness that they're just agreeing with it. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, you don't take into account the actions, only the inner state, the intentions. But here, the corporeal actions, there was no forfeit to the Kabbalists. It's at 3 a.m., it's at 3 a.m. It's a must. They don't even talk about it. They only talk about the intention during the lesson. What more they can add in intention to the connection between us. That's what they talk about. But for us, even in the corporeal things, this is very bad. Very detrimental. Severe. Okay. We'll continue tomorrow. We hope it'll be a new day. Shevet Achim Gam Yachad, Hineh Matov, Shevet Achim Gam Yachad, Hineh